This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking tonight, Fox News just confirming a critical new pick for President-elect Trump, with a job offer going to a controversial candidate, one you know very well. Good evening and welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. Topping the list of priorities for the President-elect, building the team that will protect this country at one of the most uncertain times in our history. Just moments ago, Fox News confirming that President-elect Trump has picked former Obama administration military intelligence chief, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, to be his national security advisor. This is a critical post in the national security landscape. It will not be without controversy, but it will be without Senate confirmation, which is not needed for that job. We're going to get into this in just 1 minute. Among the other candidates who visited Mr. Trump today, legendary foreign policy giant Henry Kissinger, South Carolina governor, and reported candidate for Secretary of State, possibly, Nikki Haley, head of the National Security Agency, Admiral Mike Rogers, and our next guest, retired four-star general and former Vice Chief of Staff of the United States Army, General Jack Keane, who says this country is facing global security challenges on a scale not seen since the rise of the Soviet Union. General Keane, in a moment. But we begin tonight with Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry, who is here with me in New York, on the breaking news and the transition. You just confirmed this, so it's a deal.
Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, he's been offered it. He has not officially accepted it, but widely accepted that he will take this post. Why it is significant that he's being appointed to a top White House job is, as you say, he's made very controversial statements about Muslims before. He's taken on President Obama, challenged him on national security. That's why he got forced out. And so Democrats would want a pound of flesh if he was nominated to a post like Defense Secretary or Secretary of State. This allows President-elect Donald Trump to get him installed right into the White House. Kellyanne Conway today pushed back on all these reports charging that more broadly the transition is moving too slow. She declared while they have a lot of work to do, they're moving methodically and calmly to focus on quality rather than speed. I mentioned Flynn. There's also another surprising move tonight. President-elect Donald Trump inviting Mitt Romney to a meeting this weekend at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. The same former Republican nominee that Trump called a choker, and the same Romney who called Trump a phony and a fraud in that searing speech last March. Sources telling us tonight Romney is a potential Secretary of State, a sign Trump may be trying to bring together a team of rivals, as we saw President Obama do with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Trump's close friend Rudy Giuliani has been a contender for Secretary of State as well, after indications that he was not as interested in Attorney General as outsiders expected. Other options include Senator Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, first lawmaker to stick his neck out and endorse candidate Trump, as well as another surprising pick, a rival again for either Attorney General or a spot on the Supreme Court, Ted Cruz, who now sounds ready to join the team based on what he told Fox and Friends today. Watch.
I have an incredible job right now representing 27 million Texans, and I'm incredibly honored to hold that job, and it's a job I take very, very seriously. I'm eager to work with the new president in whatever capacity I can have the greatest impact.
Now, Senator Sessions also in the running to be defense secretary. You mentioned Henry Kissinger. General Keith Kellogg have also passed through Trump Tower. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as well has been huddling with President-elect Trump. The bottom line is they want to get this national security team in place as quickly as possible, Megyn, because this is, as you say, critical, not just protecting the nation, but we're still at war. And during a transition is when someone like ISIS is going to try to make some sort of a statement. Mm-hmm. And you want to be on guard for that. And so while they're under great pressure to get this transition moving, national security, top of the list.
Absolutely. Ed, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Adding to the urgency for Mr. Trump to assemble.
guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Live. Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And now more than ever, it is vitally important, especially when we have an opportunity to reset this country and to get this country moving again. I believe there's some exciting times, but yet there's some challenging times. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment with our next guest, Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I've been smiling for a week now about 6 days.
Hey, you've been smiling even when they want to throw drinks at you, you're still smiling.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I saw this on your Facebook the other night. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. But I didn't see the picture. I actually just saw the picture just moments ago on your website at ReaganBaby.com as to how you were accosted because you were wearing a Trump hat, right?
Correct. Yeah. I have a camouflage Make America Great Again hat that I wear quite a bit. I wore it all throughout the campaign. And I was visiting up until Lake Tahoe this past week. I took 5 days off after the election, like most of us probably needed to do.
I'm still waiting for my 5 days, by the way, just sidebar. Okay.
You and me both.
Yeah. Well, you deserve it for sure. Yeah,
thank you.
But I was just sitting at a casino hotel, the Hyatt in Incline Village, and I was just sitting at the bar watching college football, and I ended up talking to two women sitting next to me, and one of the women, she started reading my hat, and a look of horror, like literally washed over her face, and she turned to her friend and said, "We're going to have a problem," and I said, "Is there a problem?" And that her friend said, "Make America hate again, huh?" And I said, "Well, that's not a very nice thing to say." And they ended up launching into an absolute assault, a verbal assault, calling me every name in the book. It made me blush, the words they were using. But, you know, with people like this, I just kind of laugh it off and ignore it. But they wouldn't stop. And so because they wouldn't stop with their verbal harassment, I simply looked at them and said, "You seem like you want to be famous. Do you want to be famous? I can make you famous." And I started rolling my camera, which I was on my phone. And as soon as I started doing that, thankfully, I was rolling. One of the women threw a drink on me, all down the front of me.
Oh, God.
And I caught it on camera. It's on ReaganBaby.com. And I called. They actually called security on themselves, which was great. Saved me some time to do that. But the hotel management had asked that I move and go to the opposite side of the bar. And I just looked at them and said, "You've got to be kidding me. I'm not going anywhere." I said, "If anything, these women are going to jail for battery." Or they're being, you know, this is true assault and battery.
Right.
You cannot touch or injure a person verbally or physically without consequence. And so I had the police called. and I had hotel security review the tape because in a casino, as you know, there's cameras everywhere.
Exactly.
And I could have easily charged them both with battery, at least the one that threw a drink on me. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not going to charge them or have you write a citation. I said, I just want the living daylight scared out of them so they never do this to another human being. They have absolutely no right to verbally harass or physically assault another person. And also, they were pretty drunk. So, you know, I thought I would let God and mm-hmm. police handle their judgment,
mm-hmm.
but I did put the living fear of God into them, as they should have, because they would have done this again, and they might do this again, but they will be caught again. It's
well,
a very small
and the
town,
scary thing about
small
this, town. The scary thing about this, Megan, is for mm-hmm. you, verbal abuse, you know, a drink, you get assault and battery involved. What would they have done to somebody else had they gotten away with this? This is what happens. It just keeps accelerating, getting worse and worse. This is what concerns me about what's happening on the streets of America, or people are getting themselves whipped up into a frenzy over things that the media has misrepresented. It has built up this fervor, and then people are acting out, and then what are they going to find out? The truth when they're in jail?
Well, first of all, the media has misrepresented Trump supporters all along. Mm-hmm. They have branded us as racist, homophobic, xenophobic, and the DNC also mm-hmm. has stoked the flames of fear in their own base. And let's look at who their base is, Bill. Right. Their base is our communists, mm-hmm. anarchists. You look at the communists that were just arrested in Austin. You look at the signs that are appearing from Oregon to Chicago to New York. Most of the signs are professionally made. And if you look at the bottom of the signs, it'll say comrev.com, which means communistrevolution.com.
Right.
We now have George Soros, who is meeting with Nancy Pelosi, as well as other powerful members within the DNC. They're meeting under the Democracy Alliance umbrella in Washington, D.C. George Soros is a communist. When he was 14, he, as a young Jewish boy, he turned over other Jews so he would be safe. The man uses his money in order to manipulate the masses to overthrow the capitalist system and our democratic republic. And this is who the Democrats are financed by, and this
exactly.
is who they meet with behind closed doors. And anarchy and chaos is a key and fundamental tool to overthrow capitalism, according mm-hmm. to Alinsky and according to the communists.
And, of course, one of the first things they do, Megan, is take advantage of people who are ignorant. How many people are holding up those signs and have no idea what it represents? And they hear us talk about this stuff and bring the truth out, and they go, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, saying communists and stuff. I mean, you know, come on, give me a break. I mean, we have card-carrying Democrat socialist, which Trevor Loudon has called out in his books and his documentary. And, you know, there's no response back because they know they're caught. I mean, this is the deal. And they're counting on America not paying attention, just like many did not pay attention to what Hillary Clinton was saying. Although, thank God, some were paying attention. And now we have an opportunity for real change in this country.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what we need. And it really starts with our education and what we're teaching our youth. And you look at the indoctrination campuses across the U.S. with all these students coming out, and they're being misled by their teachers, they're being misled by their administration, and they're being led by this current administration under Barack Obama, who has aligned himself and the Justice Department with radical organizations, I call them economic terrorist organizations,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like Black Lives Matter. It has nothing to do with black lives. It has everything to do with burning down the system and rebuilding it into a socialist construct. We see this from Ferguson, we see this in Baltimore, and the assault on police officers and the rising ambushes of police officers is directly related to the ambush of law and order.
Exactly.
They do not want law and order because they need chaos and anarchy in order to thrive.
Exactly.
And so,
this
they
is,
are doubling
and this
down.
Is why, and this is why the president came off of that slogan, you know, do not let any good crisis you know, go by the ways that, you know, let's make sure we take advantage of every crisis. So that's what they've been doing. And this is all on the heels of this narrative from Saul Alinsky. But America, you have to wake up to what's happening in your country and in your world. You got to stay vigilant. This is only the beginning. It is not the end.
We've got more from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy, they mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us. Coming to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation continues with the one and only Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, you know, after all this stuff that's been going on and this bitterness because
clearly, in much the same way as Republicans. I mean, we never expected that Barack Obama would be reelected, and we were greatly surprised. It was quite disturbing. But, you didn't see conservatives and Republicans going out and, burning up police cars and terrorizing, cities across the country. Here it is. The tables have turned. They were greatly surprised. I mean, just hours before, they were all so giddy talking about a Hillary sweep, and this was just going to be a landslide event. But then, came the rest of the evening, and we now know the true story.
Yeah, absolutely. The Democrats underestimated the spirit of the American people, as well as they turned their backs on the working man and woman and the working class of America. The Rust Belt truly is what ushered in Donald Trump's victory. And when we look at the Rust Belt, we have to look at the amount of Dem crossover.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats literally abandoned their own party or their own base of their party, which were many union workers, which Bill Clinton referred to as those coal people.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton herself said she was going to put the coal miners out of business. Barack Obama has done a good job by using executive fiat or the regulations of the EPA to put these people out of business. And so the Democrats are in absolute despair, which I absolutely enjoy watching. I'm enjoying this. I'm hoping that I don't enjoy the riot, but I do enjoy the interviews of the rioters, because if there was ever examples of why the Department of Education should be eliminated, you can find it in the nearest riot.
Well, I'm telling you, is that true? I mean, let me tell you, America, for the opportunities that are coming ahead, and I believe they're going to be profuse, it's going to be astounding. Megan, I'll tell you, all this pent-up GDP potential in each citizen in this country, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. I mean, this is equal opportunity time for everybody to get ready to unleash this human potential and actuate the productivity of every citizen across this. I think they were just waiting for this opportunity, and I believe this is what Donald Trump is ushering in, a time to dream big dreams again, and it is a welcoming cheer, and this is why many across the country, not necessarily out in the streets cheering, although I would love to see a parade of the good guys out there cheering and rejoicing for the change and how this country has been saved. I don't think people realize how close to the brink of, dare I say, extinction this great American experiment was.
Yeah, I don't. I think many did, but a lot don't. And we have to understand that just because we won the election, we haven't won the war.
Mm-hmm.
And we see now the violence that walks amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the crazed leftists. We see the echelon of the DNC, the broken DNC, meeting with a communist financier under the umbrella of Democracy Alliance.
Right.
They plan on doubling down on their assault of this country and the American worker and the American people that rose up and elected Donald J. Trump as president. So the hats should not get dusty. They shouldn't go in the back of the closet. We need to make sure that collectively we band together, stay strong, implement the changes, and make sure that we hold our politicians accountable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that they're not ruining the Republican brand by raising taxes or having loose immigration policies like Paul Ryan and the rest of the old guard of the Republican Party had done.
Right.
New change is coming to Washington. I was glad to see that Mike Pence fired all the lobbyists in the transition team. The times are different now.
Right.
And we just need to make sure that we hold the new administration as well as other Republicans around us accountable to act like Republicans, not like Democrats.
Well, Donald Trump is definitely setting the example. As hard a worker as he is, a lot to be done in 70 days through this transition, something like 4,000 positions to fill, Megan. It is a daunting task, and my hope and prayer, like yours, is that the Republicans and the conservative wing of the Republican Party and of this country does not screw this opportunity up. I mean, for the first time in, what, almost 100 years, Republicans have the Oval Office and both houses of Congress, and soon they will be in a position to where conservatism will come back in control of the Supreme Court.
There is no reason we need to reach across the aisles. Zero. We have nothing in common with communists like Elizabeth Warren, who now all of a sudden wants to come to the table. They have no power anymore. And when they did have complete power, they rammed Obamacare down our throats.
Right.
They rammed executive fiat down our throats. So don't be surprised if executive fiats are undone by fiat.
Yes. And that will be welcome, but I will temper a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, you and I agree on so much, and every once in a while we just have a different perspective, and this is my heart.
Sure.
We saw what happened when things became unilateral, and to your point, it created Obamacare. Donald Trump, I like his approach. He is meeting with people on both sides, and he at least wants to invite and listen to what it is that they have to say. I think that's positive because it gets us away from some of this manipulation, some of this hard, fast kind of stuff. Certainly, Republicans, conservatism are in a power position. They're in a great position, a negotiating position, let's say. But I believe there still is opportunity to make it win-win. As Ronald Reagan said, you don't have to always get 100%. 80% is better than 0%. And let's find some ways to what we can agree on and move this country together forward and not worry about who's taking credit. I mean, that's what Bill Clinton did, frankly, when Newt Gingrich and the Republican Party came in. He gave him a plan. He really saved this man's legacy. And to this day, they talk about how great things were. Well, they were great because of Newt Gingrich and the Republicans and what they did and what we were able to accomplish by working together. That's the opportunity that I don't want to lose out on. Yes.
That was 30 years ago. When George Soros's 193 different various organizations weren't funding the overthrow of our government.
Yes.
We have it's a different time now. The coalition of the left includes the coalition of communists, anarchists, socialists. Why is it that a Puerto Rican Marxist by the name of Luis Gutierrez found a home in the Democrat Party? Why is it that socialists like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren found a home in the Democrat Party? This is what we're up against.
Right.
The left has gone so far left. It is not the party of Bill Clinton. It is not the party of JFK. There is not a lot of moderation left in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. They have sided with the extreme left, which is comprised of the groups I had told you about, which
exactly.
is causing chaos and anarchy on our streets. They haven't even come out and denounced the anarchy or the riots, either Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. So that should tell you a lot about the leadership of the Democrat Party. They do not want to negotiate. They may say they want to negotiate. They do not, because the fundamental transformation of this country will not be completed for at least another 4 years until a Democrat gets back in control, because their goal is to fundamentally transform this country into a socialist, communist-style country where the government assigns rights to everyone, which means the government can take away those rights.
And you're right, and I agree with you on that part, Megan. I think that it's important that we remain vigilant and a filter. And, of course, now with I would hope that we would continue to knock down whatever remaining bastion of walls of political correctness are up there. We knock them down so that we call it for what it is and operate in the realm of truth. How refreshing would that be?
That would be wonderfully refreshing, and we can't be afraid to use the word that they embrace, which
exactly.
is socialism, communism, and we can't be afraid to follow the money trail. The money trail goes directly to George Soros and the Ford Foundation, and I believe that George Soros should be charged with sedition.
Well, Megan Barth has been with us. Megan, great insight. Appreciate you
Thank
being
you.
On the show with us, as always. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Thank you, Megan.
Thanks, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-size. If you're in for a busy Black Friday, minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple, yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside.
This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods, or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor. For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. It's just that doggone important. Well, we got the holidays coming, and what's important for retailers is Black Friday. The reason it's Black Friday is because that's usually when it gets them all out of the red ink. So very important day for them, and they're going to be all out to make sure that you come to their store and you consume what it is that they have to offer. And in-store shopping still reigns supreme for Black Friday, with the majority of consumers poised to get up early, hit brick-and-mortar stores. Now, that doesn't mean technology is forgotten for this one day, though. Shoppers are now more than ever combining in-store shopping and searches and purchases with their smartphones. Now, a new survey conducted by Kelton Global on behalf of RetailMeNot.com outlines the shopping habits and trends surrounding Black Friday. And we are most fortunate to have with us Sarah Skirbaugh, shopping and trends expert for RetailMeNot.com. Sarah, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. We're excited. I love this time of year for all that it entails. You know, the feel of the season, the holidays, the music, a time to think in a very special way towards the people that we care about. And we like to shop for them, don't we?
That's absolutely right, and I couldn't agree more. I've admittedly already put my tree up and started decorating around the house. I've even started.
Well, good for you.
Stopping.
Yeah. Well, you know, even in some of the stores, I noticed, I mean, they were so eager to, I guess, maybe get this part of the year going that they were up with their decorations quite early. So for me, it doesn't bother me because I'm the kind of guy that listens to Christmas music in February and March. And my kids are like, Dad, it's a Christmas. You know, what are you doing? And I'm just a mele kalikimaka kind of guy. You know, I just keep it going.
I love it. Well, yes, you're absolutely right. right. You were spot on. Retailers have certainly started putting out all of their holiday items, and they are also getting their deals out there way ahead of time. And Black Friday is, like you said, still going to be one of the busiest shopping days of the year.
Right. And the reason being is because they've been conditioning consumers to understand and appreciate that that's a great time to shop because there's great deals here, and the numbers verify that, don't they?
They do. I think one of the best things about retailers offering up their holiday selections earlier in the year is that it gives the consumer the ability to really spread out their spending so that they're not necessarily spending all of their money at the last minute and racking up a ton of bills and potentially debt. It's really allowing them to do their research, price compare, look into exactly what they're needing, for whom they need to buy, and setting a budget.
Well, according to this new survey conducted by Kelton Global on behalf of RetailMeNot.com, brick and mortar still going to represent a majority of the purchase, but let's not forget online shopping. That's still going to be continuing to increase, right?
That's true. At Retail Me Not, we just released our Black Friday survey, and we know 63% of consumers are planning to make their purchases in-store, but we also know that nearly half of them are planning to use their mobile device while they're shopping. So that means they're going to use a savings destination like the free Retail Me Not app to find deals and discounts at all of their favorite stores. They're going to use their phones to price compare. They're going to use their phones to look into exactly what they need. So, you know, having your phone these days is almost like having a miniature computer in your pocket. It's kind of a necessity, especially if you want to save money.
Yeah, if you think not, just be without your, your computer, be out without your cell phone for any length of time, and it'll freak you out. That happened to me. I dropped my phone, and it went into shock, and I was without it for about a day. And I got to tell you, I didn't realize how dependent on that cell phone I was.
We've all been there.
Well, nearly half you report in the survey, those planning to shop on Black Friday, they want to get up early and start begin shopping. And almost the earlier the better. I know my daughter-in-law, I think there's a couple stores that will be open at midnight. I'm going, oh, my goodness. I mean, is it not early enough?
That's true. 46% of those people who are planning to shop will do so before 9 a.m. on Black Friday, which is, you know, 9 a.m. isn't so bad. 5 a.m. is a different story. But really, you know, early bird gets the worm, and
that's
you're
right.
Going to find really strong deals, especially on big ticket items like electronics, computers, tablets, TVs. So if those items are important to you and they're on your wish list, I highly recommend getting out there. The sooner the better.
Yes, Sarah. So drink your coffee early, get ready, or get out of the way, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or wait and potentially have what you need get to be sold out and not available anymore.
Yeah, that's what happens. We've all gone through that before. You mentioned electronics. Still very popular, right?
Very popular. You know, according to our research, we know that the majority of people are looking for electronics. They're looking for things like video game consoles. They're looking for the new iPhone 7, wireless headphones, Bluetooth headsets, smartwatches like the Apple Watch and Fitbits. Those are all still very, very popular this year.
What about subscription services? What's happening with this? This is on the uptick, right?
It is on the uptick. And in the past, we've seen subscription services like the beauty boxes were really, really big. And then became fashion boxes where you can get clothes delivered. Now I'm starting to see a trend in food boxes. There's a new company out there that delivers coffee to your home from another country once a month, which is really fascinating. There are subscription boxes for your dogs and treats. So really getting really, really interesting these days where you're able to try a whole bunch of new different things every month with these boxes.
How much fun is that? I'm telling you. Especially, I mean, I know my son already participates. He gets a food box for his dog. His dog's so spoiled. And he's such a great dog. He's 9 years old, but he still thinks he's a puppy. And just a sweet thing. So, yes, he gets his regular food box every month. So we've gone through that. How about for guys they got to take care of their wives? And this is most important, and this is where we make a big mistake. What's your recommendation for us guys that need help?
Well, I have
besides therapy.
Well, I mean, listen, jewelry's always a great gift, I think. But when it comes to shopping for your significant others, you know, I think that paying attention to hints, you know, 4, 6, even 8 weeks. And again, going back to your phone, it's like a miniature computer. I use my notes app for everything. So when you hear your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, whomever your significant other is, start taking notes and listening to those cues so that when it comes time to holiday, the holiday season or Black Friday in particular, you can reference those notes and you won't forget what they were asking for just a few months ago.
Exactly. Definitely comes in handy. And I guess the same thing comes in play. I mean, women already do this anyway. They're perfect eavesdroppers. I think that they're, you know, the best untrained spies on the planet. They're just wired to pick up this information. You know what I'm saying? Because you can be in a room with a woman, and if you ask her something, she doesn't hear you. Now, you're in another room. Door is closed. You're not talking that loud. And dog, they can hear you.
I mean, well, I'm not going to disagree with you.
I'm obviously I'm asking for help here, I guess,
right,
you know.
Right. I mean, I think we like to call it selective hearing.
Is that what we call it? Okay, all right.
But yeah, you know, there are lots of really gorgeous, affordable jewelry items out there. Also, you know, I'm really big into giving and receiving scarves these days, you know, whether it's for warmth if you're skiing or you live in a colder climate, or even if it's just for fashion, you know, women are all about scarves these days, so you can get them in all sorts of shapes, colors, textures, and with embellishments or not. So that's a really good gift idea I have when it comes to women.
Well, Sarah, I tell you, I really appreciate you coming on. Great ideas. Survey is excellent here. Really helps us understand what's going on and what we can look forward to here to Black Friday. Sarah Skirball is the resident shopping and trends expert for Retail Me Not, based in-house at the Retail Me Not headquarters in Austin, Texas, with more than a decade of experience working within the retail, fashion, and beauty arenas. We appreciate Sarah coming on. Sarah, is there any place particularly where they can go for more information?
I always recommend people use a savings destination like RetailMeNot.com or having our free app, which allows you to access deals and save money any time of day at your favorite stores and your favorite restaurants.
It's what it's all about here on Bill Martinez Live. Anytime we can save you money, especially this holiday season, we're all for you. We're on your side. Sarah Skirball, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You think it's easy being him? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And it is time, yes, for the Lolo girl. The one, the only. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us. How you doing?
I'm peachy, but I've heard you.
You're always peachy. Are you ever not peachy?
Yeah, I have my moments.
I got to say, I'm less than peachy. I was just reminded how, and I tell you, this happens once in a while, and when it happens, I am mortified. I forgot my producer's birthday. Okay, producer Scott,
yeah.
His birthday. How could I forget that?
Okay,
it's on the 16th.
We have to sing to him.
But you sing so well. I'm going to let you sing. You could do like the Marilyn. I want you to do the Marilyn Monroe version, you know. Happy
I'm married
birthday.
Now. I can't do that.
Well, no, I don't want you to do that bad.
All right.
Scott's getting a little warm around the collar.
Well, you think he's getting warm around the collar? Wait till the significant other hears about this.
Yeah. Wait, I'll sing to him. Are y'all ready?
We don't need to sing. It's going to cause problems.
No. Okay,
just give him the one version.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Oh.
Happy birthday to you.
I hope you're melting.
Happy birthday to Scott. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Hey, there you are. Hey, Scott, see?
Please accept my
apology.
You're
more than made up for Bill.
Hey, yeah, thank you. That's why I need Lolo to make up for me. I'll tell you, you need to make up for a lot of crazy people going on the streets of America. What's going on here? Hey, what's going on with these crazy people?
I know it.
Look at the election happened. America spoke, and like all of a sudden you want to invalidate 50% of America by going up and turning police cars upside down and rioting in the street, stopping.
But we were the ones that were going to be violent. Remember, it was going to be us.
Yes, because you can't accept the truth.
You can't accept
the voters' choice.
Yeah. I'm at a place, and I know a lot of you are too, where I'm like, I just open with one eye, just half cracked. I'm like, I don't even.
Yeah, right.
Man,
but I'm excited about this. I really am. I think
what a great
opportunity. I'm especially, I got to tell you, Lauren, I'm especially excited that people of faith, Catholics, evangelicals came out in record numbers. You know, typically about 50% bother to register to vote, and half of them, again, even actually vote. So you're talking about 25% in the bigger spectrum of things, both Catholic and evangelicals. Mm-hmm. Big time. They came out. They realized, look at, you talk about
our constitutional freedoms, freedom of our, you know, to exercise our faith, what had been done over the last 8 years with our faith, and how quick it moved. And people came out of the pews. They got off of their, whatever you want to call them. But they got out there. Yeah, keysters. And and thank you. I want to say that to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for coming out and supporting the cause, because we have another shot. It's almost like what you and I were talking about
last week. It's like revival, possibly. It's Armageddon.
Oh, my goodness. Would that be amazing? Because the thing is that the people in the pews, they kind of get it. They kind of get what God's about. But it's the people outside the pews. This is what revival is for. It's to give them a second chance as well. And whereas the Bible says, you know, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And we have some people rejoicing, but we need more people rejoicing when they understand really what the real kingdom is all about. And, you know, the grand difference that can be made when you're following the right leader.
The right leader. Well, it was also exciting that even though we disagreed and there was so much hash-slinging, that there was such passion and people were coming out to vote. And I think I told y'all last week, where I live, it was an hour wait at all the voting precincts. That's unheard of. And since I've been voting, since I was 18, which was a long time ago, I don't remember that happening. So that was encouraging that people cared, got out and voted and said, this is my country and this is what I believe. And thankfully it went the way that it did. And I know there's other people and people listening that did not believe how we did. But I was encouraged that people got out and voted in record numbers. That is something to be excited about, no matter what side of the coin you're on.
Have you heard what President Obama has been saying lately? Even he senses that there is a wave of positive energy coming across this country. Yes, he's indicated it with some of his language in that. And I'm going, well, good for him to see that this is happening. I think this is so obvious that we're about ready to just explode. All this pent-up human potential that has, you know, kind of been handcuffed over the last 8 years. You get Obamacare out of the way. You get you get these regulations that have been stifling businesses. Lauren, people are excited. They're starting to dream big dreams again. And I think, to me, that is something worth rejoicing for as well.
Well, we have hope. And the Word of God says hope deferred makes the heart sick. And we don't have to think that way. Because people were becoming hopeless. Mm-hmm. When they're thinking about their retirement, when they're thinking about their country, when they're thinking about ISIS, when they're thinking about their borders, when they're thinking about everything across the board, we were overwhelmed. And what we're feeling is there's hope, which is what the Lord wants us to have at all times, regardless of who wins. But yet we are in a fallen world and we're human beings and we're affected by our surroundings. And I think for all of us, it has been so encouraging to know that we came together. And even though it was tight, as Robin said, it was as tight as a hair in a biscuit. Have y'all ever heard that?
Leave it to Robin. A hair, that is, I'm writing that down. In fact, I'm going to get a T-shirt with that on there. As tight as a hair on a biscuit?
A hair in it.
In it, not on it, in it. That's really tight.
That's really tight. And when I walked in the door that day, I had been traveling, and I came in about 8 o'clock at night when the election coverage was just starting to come in, and he walked out in my garage. He goes, honey, Trump's hanging in there. He said, like a hair in a biscuit. And I was like, all right. But I knew what he meant. If you're Southern, you know these things.
Yeah, exactly. We know them and we love them. That's the deal. Hair in a biscuit, man. I'll tell you, that just brings something to mind that is pretty wild. But hey, we'll talk about that another time.
Another day.
Yes, exactly. For another day, of course. But, you know, again, I'm excited at what's going on, this transition, the daunting task that this team has, the fact that Mr. Trump made some changes right away. He realized that Chris Christie wasn't the guy to lead the transition. Hey, you got a great guy there in Mike Pence. Let him do it. Why not? And 4,000 jobs. You imagine you're hiring 4,000 people and you got 70 days to do it?
Yeah. But see, for him, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? For that whole camp and that whole, that's what they do all the time. That with Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? That's his normal everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's something that's easy for him. It's not a stretch for him. And you know what? With Christmas coming up, Thanksgiving coming up, it's a great time to hope. It's a great time to get out and celebrate America, celebrate the real reason for the season. And I just have a lightness that I didn't have before. Mm-hmm. You know, just an inner understanding that, you know what, Lord, it's going to be okay. I think more than anything, Bill, we needed to see the hand of God.
Right.
And that's what we felt like happened. Mm-hmm. In a weird kind of way, but you that's know, how we're feeling. God
well,
moved.
You know, you and I talked about this before, and that is that, you know, it was kind of like a what I call a Nineveh moment, kind of a time to reset, you know, where the people were willing to hear a message. But like you, I am looking over for the horizon and still praying for revival. You know, it's good, you know, on the heels of this and this opportunity, the greater victory would be that the consciousness, the spiritual consciousness of America would awaken. I think that would be golden, even more so than winning this election, regardless, you know, because we're talking eternal versus a temporary condition here. And that's what's most important. I know that's the way you feel as well. Let me ask you, what did you think about Donald Trump telling the government that he didn't need their stinking $400,000 a year?
Well, don't you think it's like a little bit of a breath of fresh air?
That's novel, huh? Exactly. I mean, you know.
You know, I mean, it's going to be a different way of thinking. And even my dad, he was doing a closing on a property today, and he's talking to the attorney, and he's like, you know, maybe things are getting ready to get turned around. He said, you know, I'm ready for this. And I think people are going, maybe the taxes will come down. Maybe I'll have more, you know, that I can retire on. I mean, people are concerned about those long-term things. I mean, where are we going?
Exactly.
We're going that direction. I mean, it's like, would we all be on the streets? I'm being facetious, but I think we had waves of that panic going over us if it continued in the route that it was going. It could not go that way anymore.
There's nothing like a job. There's nothing like productivity. You know, people want to feel good about what they do for their families, that they're going out working. I mean, this is one of the things clearly that Hillary Clinton missed when she went to Pennsylvania telling the people, oh, don't worry, we're going to give you $40 billion. They didn't want $40 billion from the government.
Right.
They wanted their job.
They wanted a job.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and that's
right.
What, I think exciting times are ahead for us. I look forward to this unleashing of this human potential, as I keep saying, that has been pent up. I think it's just been waiting to be expressed. You know, dreams there that have been put on the, put on the table, set aside for a moment because it just wasn't right. But now there's going to be money there. I mean, things that can happen lickety split in the energy sector. You know, you look at the XL pipeline, what's going on, the innovation that has been done, where truly for the first time in our lifetimes, Lauren, we could be energy independent. I mean, this is really exciting for America.
Well, I've talked to a few people lately that have said, I'm just kind of concerned. I'm kind of concerned. I said, you know what? Do not be concerned. We are going to be good.
Yeah,
God is on the throne. And I would have felt like that regardless, but I would feel like more now because I'm a human being too. But I said, you know what? Do not be worried.
Right.
Good.
Yeah, that's it.
And I believe that. And I'm hoping that if anyone out there listening has been like, that you'll go, you know what? It's going to be okay.
Be encouraged, radio family. Be encouraged. Yeah, we're out of time, as always. Just not enough time and plenty to share here with Lolo. Yes, the Lucy girl, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Now you know why we love her so much. Lauren Kitchen Stewart.
Next week I have to tell y'all about Robin wanting to become a hairdresser. Don't let me forget. Y'all have to wait a week to hear that story.
Okay, and I want to hear your special Thanksgiving recipes too, okay?
Mom, you gotta be kidding.
I want yours, yes. You're gonna spill the beans. All right, we'll talk to you later.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Why be held hostage?